Samsung Galaxy S9, OnePlus 6 and Duplex Wireless, Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host,
David Cannon. All right, let's do this. It is Friday the 7th of September 2018, and it is time for episode 41 of the Friday News Update. Just to let you know, before we get started, I am doing a live stream next Tuesday for the first anniversary of my YouTube channel, Tech Chat with David Cannon. So go check that out next Tuesday. There will be a Q&A and some other cool stuff. And there is the first anniversary of the Friday News Update coming up very soon as well. So there will be something special for that, and I'll let you know about that in a future episode. But for now, let's get going. It is still a week until the Apple event, but there's still tons of news to get through. So this is the Friday News Update. And first up this week, Honor have announced two massive new budget phones, the Honor 8X and the 8X Max. So let's begin with the 8X. So this is going to have a 6.5-inch screen. That's pretty massive. And that is Full HD. We're also getting 20 megapixel and 2 megapixel dual cameras on the back. Very good. And a 16 megapixel camera on the front. We're getting the Kirin 710 octa-core processor with either 4 gig or 6 gig of RAM. And finally, a 3,750 milliamp per hour battery, plus a fingerprint sensor, and of course, the notch. It's not too big on this one, but there is a notch here. But to make up for it, there is a headphone jack, which is fantastic. And the 8X Max is even bigger somehow. It's 7.1 inches, and that's also Full HD again, but we're getting a slightly different notch. This is the kind of essential phone style notch. A 16 megapixel and 2 megapixel dual camera on the back, 12 megapixels on the front. We're also getting a Snapdragon 636 with, again, 4 gig or 6 gig of RAM, and a 5,000 milliamp per hour battery. That is massive. Sadly, both have micro USB, which is kind of terrible in 2018, and only the 8X seems to have GPU Turbo to improve gaming performance. The 8X Max is available now from vmall.com, while the 8X is available on the 11th with a global release next month, and the 8X Max costs 1,499 yuan, while the Honor 8X starts at 1,399 yuan. So those are pretty cheap. I mean, that converts to 170 and 160 pounds respectively. That's ridiculously cheap for what you're getting there. Motorola have also announced some notched phones. These were actually announced back last week at IFA. We didn't get time for them last week, so let's quickly talk about them right now. So first of all, the Motorola One, which is coming to the UK, that's got a 5.9 inch 720p screen and a 13 megapixel and 2 megapixel dual camera on the back, 8 megapixels on the front, and we're also getting a Snapdragon 625, 4 gig of RAM, and a average size 3000 milliamp hour battery. So not amazing specs, but not bad. And that battery actually charges to 6 hours of battery life in just 20 minutes, a third of an hour. That's pretty good. And that is going to cost around about 300 euros. So about the same price in pounds. And the Motorola One Power is not coming to the UK yet anyway. It's just been announced in India for now. But that has a 6.2-inch Full HD this time screen, 16 megapixel and 5 megapixel dual camera on the back, 12 megapixels on the front, Snapdragon 636, which is pretty good, 4 gig of RAM, and we're also getting a 5,000 milliamp hour battery. Again, huge. That should last you the whole day easily. We don't know any pricing for that, and we also don't know when either of these phones will be released, but we do know they both have huge notches, but they also have, as the name suggests, Android One. That means you're getting totally stock Android. I mean, Motorola's software is usually pretty close to stock Android anyway, but the big advantage with this is it's going to let Motorola roll out Android Pi really soon, although they don't actually say when because it's Motorola and they're terrible updates, but hopefully that'll mean faster updates for those phones. Chrome has been updated for its 10th birthday. It's got a material design inspired redesign, so more rounded corners, more just white everywhere, and it looks a lot nicer. And we're also getting some improved autofill and an improved Omnibox. That is the address bar at the top of the screen, and when you type in, say, a question, it will actually give you a result or a little bit of information below the address bar without having to actually do a Google search. And if you type in a website you've already opened in another tab, a little button will come up below to switch back to that tab, so you can switch back to it really easily. That's rolling out right now. What is allegedly the box for the OnePlus 6T has just leaked. It shows a similar design to the Oppo R17, so it's got that water drop notch, kind of a V-shaped notch that's really small, and it's also going to have an in-screen fingerprint sensor, which is really cool. In fact, the slogan is going to be unlock the speed, so that's going to be a pretty cool upgrade. What are possibly Snapdragon 855 benchmarks have appeared on Geekbench, and it gets slightly lower than the Apple A11 Bionic in single core, 3,697 versus an average of about 4,200, but it gets about the same in multi-core, 10,469. So that will definitely be a challenge to the Apple A12, which is rumored to be a small improvement over the Apple A11 Bionic. Instagram is allegedly working on a shopping app called IG Shopping. It'll allow you to see products from the people you're following and the companies you're following and buy those products straight from the app. Apple have confirmed some iPhone 8s have a logic board problem. You can go to apple.com/support/iPhone-8-logic-board-replacement-program to find out if yours is affected, and they will repair it for free. Razer have confirmed that they're working on a Razer Phone 2 and that they're working on more software for smartphones. Samsung have confirmed that they will announce their folding phone this year, possibly at Samsung's developer conference in November. Skype is rolling out call recording for the first time to their apps, which is fantastic. Huawei's Mate 20 and Mate 20 Pro will be announced on the 16th of October, and we already know what they will look like. The Mate 20 will have the water drop notch, similar to the one on the Oppo R17, while the Mate 20 Pro will have a larger iPhone 10 style notch. And finally, Google have confirmed that they won't release a Pixel Watch this year, but they have announced that the Pixel 3 will be announced on the 9th of October, as well as a ton of other stuff. So that's going to be pretty exciting. Plus, there's a Microsoft Surface event coming up on the 2nd of October. But for now, thanks for listening and goodbye.